Welcome to Prognosis. I'm Laura Carlson. It's day 333 since coronavirus was declared a global pandemic. Today's main story, on the heels of developing near miraculous vaccines, drug makers are scrambling to make booster shots that can fight COVID-19's dangerous new variants. But first, here's what happened in virus news today. Some cities in Asia and Europe that have endured strict lockdowns are gradually opening up. Hong Kong will double the number of people who can eat together at a restaurant if the virus remains contained over the Lunar New Year. Officials who spoke at a briefing on Wednesday said they would also open other venues, like cinemas and beauty parlors, next week. Germany's Angela Merkel proposed a gradual reopening today, while arguing for the current restrictions to remain in place until early March. In Germany, disease rates have declined steadily since their December peak. But things aren't loosening up everywhere. The Japanese government is planning to keep its state of emergency in 10 prefectures in place, despite earlier reports that it was considering lifting it in some areas. According to local broadcaster FNN, officials are maintaining restrictions to ease pressure on the medical system. Japan will start vaccinations by the middle of next week. Finally, Eli Lilly's combination antibody drug was cleared for emergency use by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. The drug will offer doctors a treatment option that is expected to help to combat mutations. The FDA authorized the treatment for use in COVID-positive adults and children 12 and older, who are at high risk of getting very sick from the disease. And now for today's main story. Just 2 months ago, the incredible performance of new vaccines from Moderna and Pfizer had people cheering for an imminent end to the pandemic. But an onslaught of fast-spreading and potentially dangerous mutations of the virus changed that. So now, even as pharma companies ramp up production in the early stages of a massive rollout, they are racing to retool their vaccine strategies. I spoke to health reporter Robert Langreth, who reports that booster shots could give drug makers a lucrative new revenue stream. What makes variants of COVID-19 so problematic when it comes to how effective a vaccine might be, say a vaccine from Moderna or Pfizer?
So what's happening out there, as you know, more than 100 million people around the world have gotten infected. That essentially means, 100 million chances for mutation. When you accumulate enough chances to develop mutation, sometimes the virus will start to mutate and evolve in ways that are bad for us. One way that's happened is that in the UK, it's evolved to be more transmissible, and that is the B.1.1.7 strain that's now rapidly spreading in the US. Now, that strain the vaccines seem to be pretty effective against that strain. But what people are really worried about are some mutations that have occurred in South Africa and then some similar ones in Brazil, where the virus appear to have evolved in a way that may allow it to, partially escape the effects of current vaccines. And the strain that people are most worried about is the B.1.351 strain in South Africa. And in some trials so far where vaccines from both Johnson & Johnson and the vaccine from Novavax have been tested in South African patients recently, that their vaccines were less effective in South Africa where that variant is common. Now, we don't have direct data on this from the Moderna and Pfizer vaccines. What we do have is data, kind of lab data, suggesting that those vaccines won't generate as high levels of antibodies against this vaccine partially evading strain. Both Moderna and Pfizer still think their vaccines will be effective, but they may not be, quite as powerfully effective.
So if it does turn out that they are not as effective as they had hoped against some of these variants, what are the options for drug makers going forward with this problem?
The problem is, the worry is, as you know, these more people get vaccinated with the existing vaccines and these strains start to spread, you know, these strains could be selected for and spread even more widely. And then there's an additional worry that there could be, you know, they could accumulate additional mutations that allow them to even further and more, you know, more significantly escape the vaccine's effects. You know, that's kind of the nightmare scenario, kind of a total escape strain of the virus, which doesn't exist yet, but that's kind of the worry. So what companies are, you know, starting to retool and think about, you know, how to come up with potentially either new versions of vaccines to account for these new strains, or booster shots that account for the strains will be added on top of the existing vaccine, say 6 or 12 months down the line. Now, Moderna has announced that it is going to, you know, work on some booster shot studies, including one particularly, you know, developed for the South Africa strain. The Pfizer CEO, Albert Bourla, he said in a call with investors on February 2nd, he said it was increasingly likely that these mutations, you know, there's going to likely to be booster shots in the future and kind of like a long-term market for these vaccines, which of course, you know, what's bad, I guess, for the world in some ways is potentially good for drug makers. Good. That means drug makers will have products to sell for these vaccines. It's not just a kind of one-time thing. They'll have products to sell in the future.
So how long do we expect it will take for these booster shots to be developed and made available?
A good thing about messenger RNA is that, you know, revised versions of vaccine can be developed quite quickly because it's a technology that involves, you know, synthetic chemistry. It doesn't involve growing anything, growing viruses or growing cells or proteins in a lab. It's a synthetic chemistry. So that can be done faster. That's good news. The tricky part is that it's an evolving situation, and, you know, you don't want to develop a booster shot that turns out to be obsolete a few months from now. You want to kind of figure out what the main strains that are emerging that have reduced efficacy and, you know, develop new versions of the vaccines against those. And that's kind of a tricky thing because we need to get consensus on kind of what's happening out there. So it's an evolving situation. The FDA, Food and Drug Administration, has indicated that, you know, it's going to allow companies, if we do need booster shots or, you know, second generation versions of the vaccines, it's going to allow companies to move much faster. They're not going to have to do trials, efficacy trials on thousands of patients like they did the first time. There's going to be kind of a streamlined process based on what we've learned from the first round of vaccines. So these studies should go much faster. I mean, overall, it's not a cause for panic, but it is a cause for concern.
And I just want to kind of break down the process a little bit more, you know, just in terms of how booster shots might work. Is it possible that, for example, any of the drug makers, Moderna, Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, whatnot, would develop a booster shot and that would be linked to combat, say, just the South Africa variant? Or could a booster shot address a number of different variants of COVID-19?
Yeah, and so there's a few possibilities, you know, out there. You know, yes, one is you develop, there's one strain that's worrisome, you develop a new booster shot that's just against that strain, like just against South Africa. And another possibility is that, hey, there's like two or three strains we're kind of worried about vaccines might not be quite as effective against circulating in the world, say, 3 months from now. And we want a booster shot that kind of accounts for all three of them, or a new, in a new second generation vaccine that accounts for all three of them, and the authorities, the powers that be, you know, the public health authorities get together and kind of agree, you know, what strain should be in a new vaccine or a new booster shot. I mean, that's kind of, you know, what happens now each year with the flu vaccine. And there are, you know, comparisons being made like to that now. Coronavirus, you know, doesn't mutate at the rate that the flu does. But, you know, on the other hand, we've let this spread a lot and a lot of people, giving it a lot of chances to mutate. So, you know, what happens with the flu is, you know, each year, you know, authorities try to kind of consensus as to, you know, what strains are going to be circulating and most prominent a few months from now. And then they design a vaccine on that basis. And something similar, you know, could be done for booster shots for, you know, coronavirus vaccines and booster shots in the future. So there is a thought out there. It seems increasingly likely, you know, it's not going to be a one and done situation with the vaccine. There's a good chance we'll need some kind of booster shots in the future, especially if these vaccine evading strains become more prominent. And what's not clear right now is how often we need booster shots? Is this going to, you know, has the virus done like most of the significant mutating it's going to do already? And we've already seen the bad stuff, or is there more bad stuff to come? That's kind of a mystery. And then, you know, how long will protection last and start to fade with existing vaccines? That's not clear at all. So it's just not clear at all to the extent we need booster shots, how frequent they'll be, whether it'll be just like once, or it'll be like every few years, or, you know, worst case scenario, every year. And that's just simply unclear at this point.
So how might this affect someone who is still considering whether to be inoculated right now or whether they should wait for these later generation vaccines that might be more effective against variants?
One thing, you know, I do want to note is that by no means is this a reason in the U.S. to put off getting a vaccine or delay getting a vaccine. The vaccines we have here are still, you know, highly effective against most of the strains that are circulating in the U.S. And the sooner you can get vaccinated, the better. And that would really, really help. So this is by no means a reason not to get inoculated in the U.S. If you have an appointment, you should go rush out and do it for sure.
That was Robert Langreth. And that's it for our show today. For coverage of the outbreak from 120 bureaus around the world, visit Bloomberg.com/coronavirus. And if you like the show, please leave us a review and a rating on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. It's the best way to help more listeners find our global reporting. The Prognosis Daily Edition is produced by Topher Forges, Magnus Henriksen, and me, Laura Carlson. Today's main story was reported by Robert Langreth. Original music by Leo Sidran. Our editors are Rick Schein and Francesca Levy. Francesca Levy is Bloomberg's head of podcasts. Thanks for listening.